If you go to the beach and try to carry a handful of dry sand, your first instinct is to like squeeze your fist shut, right? So you don't drop it.
Right, yeah, but the harder you squeeze, the faster it shoots right out through your fingers.
Exactly. And it's this complete physical paradox, but it perfectly captures the biological trap we fall into with wealth.
Well, we are evolutionarily hardwired to hoard resources out of fear, I mean, but holding on to money with that kind of, white-knuckled grip actually destroys its practical value.
Yeah, which brings us to today's deep dive into Law 14, the idea that holding money loosely is the actual path to true abundance.
It's such a counterintuitive concept.
It really is. So today is all about day three of the workbook, preparing you to expand your daily practice with targeted reflections.
And to rewrite how you view wealth, right? Because from a neuroscience perspective, we need to look at how these specific reflections actually override your primitive fear circuitry.
Right. And as a psychology professor, I see how that hoarding instinct creates massive chronic anxiety.
Yeah.
To override that fear, we have to fundamentally shift who is actually in charge of your life.
Absolutely.
So in the workbook for day three, there's this quote from Ayn Rand that anchors this idea perfectly. It goes, "Money is only a tool. It will take you wherever you wish, but it will not replace you as the driver."
Oh, I like that. So how does that shift the power dynamic in the mind, psychologically speaking?
Well, it taps directly into what we call an internal locus of control. You know, when people view money as the ultimate goal, they develop a sort of passive dependency.
Like they just think the money will solve everything automatically.
Yeah, exactly. They think if I just hoard enough cash, the money will drive my life and fix my problems. But that totally strips away your agency. Reflecting on this quote daily reinforces that you are the active agent.
Money is just the gas you still have to steer. That actually links beautifully to the Seneca quote from the text, the one that says, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more, that is poor."
Oh, craving. That is such a difficult psychological cycle to break.
It really is. And there's a reason for that relentless biological drive. It's because of how our dopamine system functions.
Right. Dopamine isn't just about pleasure, is it?
No, not at all. It's the molecule of more. So when you crave something you don't have, your brain actually registers a physiological deficit. It temporarily drops your baseline dopamine.
Well, throwing you into a constant state of lack.
Exactly, even if your bank account is huge. So reflecting on Seneca helps short-circuit that craving loop. It forces the brain to recognize what you already possess, which resets that dopamine baseline.
So you can actually experience satisfaction instead of constant hunger.
Right.
That reset is so crucial for mental clarity. I actually brought in a self-source quote by Francis Bacon to build on this.
Oh, let's hear it.
It's money is a good servant, but a bad master.
That is a great one.
Right, because if money is the master, your cognitive load is entirely hijacked by scarcity. Every decision is filtered through fear, and that just eats up all your psychological bandwidth.
But when it's a servant, it frees up that mental space for actual well-being.
Exactly.
I actually looked at the physiological result of that exact freedom with my self-versed quote. It's from Tim Ferriss, and he says, "Money is multiplied in practical value depending on the number of W's you control in your life. What you do, when you do it, where you do it, and with whom you do it." I call this the freedom multiplier.
The W's. Okay, so how does controlling those variables change the physical brain?
Well, by signaling safety to the amygdala, which is the brain's threat detection center. When you lack autonomy, your brain perceives a constant environmental threat.
Which spikes cortisol, your primary stress hormone.
Spot on. And high cortisol literally shuts down the prefrontal cortex, your center for logic and long-term planning. By using money to buy autonomy, you drop the cortisol.
And your prefrontal cortex comes back online. Okay, wait, I have to stop you there though.
That's it.
As a psychologist dealing with deeply entrenched human behaviors, I know how stubborn this scarcity wiring is. Are we really claiming that just reading a couple of quotes every day is enough to act as a software patch for millions of years of evolutionary hoarding instincts?
I mean, if you were just passively reading them once, yes, it would be like putting a band-aid on a broken leg.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
But this is about active daily encoding. When you select a quote from the workbook and then source your own, you are tasked with physically writing or typing them into your daily practice page.
Ah, So it's the motor action.
Yes, the physical motor action of writing combined with 3 times a day repetition engages neuroplasticity. You are forging new synaptic pathways, basically reprogramming your mental code around Law 14.
Forcing your brain to adopt these mental code rewrites until abundance becomes your default reflex rather than fear.
Exactly.
That's exactly why your day 3 work is expanding your daily practice stack. So now you're taking your 3 distill points, your 3 code rewrites, and adding these 2 quotes.
Right. One from the workbook, 1 you self-source. Reviewing them 3 times a day to actively build that new neural architecture.
It takes minutes, but it fundamentally rewrites your operating system, which you'll definitely need because tomorrow we hit day 4.
Oh, I am so excited for tomorrow. We finally get to unpack the chapter formula and apply the SAN method directly to your life.
Yes, it's going to be great. So until then, consider this. If you don't actively rewrite your own mental code around money, you will inevitably pass your unexamined financial fears down to the next generation.
That is a terrifying thought.
It is. So are you building a legacy of abundance for them or just teaching them how to squeeze the sand even tighter?